This is the reading for February 24th. Psalm 55. God, listen to my prayer and do not ignore my cry for help. Pay attention to me and answer me. I am troubled and upset by what the enemy says and how the wicked look at me. They bring troubles down on me, and in anger they attack me. I am frightened inside. The terror of death has attacked me. I am scared and shaking, and terror grips me. I said, I wish I had wings like a dove. Then I would fly away and rest. I would wander far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of escape, far away from the wind and storm. Lord, destroy and confuse their words, because I see violence and fighting in the city. Day and night they are all around its walls, and evil and trouble are everywhere inside. Destruction is everywhere in the city. Trouble and lying never leave its streets. It was not an enemy insulting me. I could stand that. It was not someone who hated me. I could hide from him. But it is you, a person like me, my companion and good friend. We had a good friendship and walked together to God's temple. Let death take away my enemies. Let them die while they are still young, because evil lives with them. But I will call to God for help, and the Lord will save me. Morning, noon, and night I am troubled and upset, but he will listen to me. Many are against me, but he keeps me safe in battle. God, who lives forever, will hear me and punish them. But they will not change. They do not fear God. The one who was my friend attacks his friends and breaks his promises. His words are slippery like butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they cut like knives. Give your worries to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will never let good people down. But God, you will bring down the wicked to the grave. Murderers and liars will live only half a lifetime. But I will trust in you. Leviticus chapter 19. The Lord said to Moses, tell all the people of Israel, I am the Lord your God. You must be holy because I am holy. You must respect your mother and father, and you must keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not worship idols or make statues or gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you offer a fellowship offering to the Lord, offer it in such a way that will be accepted. You may eat it the same day you offer it or on the next day. But if any is left on the third day, you must burn it up. If any of it is eaten on the third day, it is unclean, and it will not be accepted. Anyone who eats it then will be guilty of sin, because he did not respect the holy things that belong to the Lord. He must be cut off from the people. When you harvest your crops on your land, do not harvest all the way to the corners of your fields. If grain falls onto the ground, don't gather it up. Don't pick all the grapes in your vineyards, and don't pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. You must leave those things for poor people and for people traveling through your country. I am the Lord your God. You must not steal, you must not cheat people, and you must not lie to each other. You must not make a false promise by my name, or you will show that you don't respect your God. I am the Lord. You must not cheat your neighbor or rob him. You must not keep a hired worker's salary all night until morning. You must not curse a deaf person or put something in front of a blind person to make him fall. But you must respect your God. I am the Lord. Be fair in your judging. You must not show special favor to poor people or great people, but be fair when you judge your neighbor. You must not spread false stories against other people, and you must not do anything that would put your neighbor's life in danger. I am the Lord. You must not hate your fellow citizen in your heart. If your neighbor does something wrong, tell him about it, or you will be partly to blame. Forget about the wrong things people do to you, and do not try to get even. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord. Obey my laws. You must not mate two different kinds of cattle or sow your field with two different kinds of seed. You must not wear clothing made from two different kinds of material mixed together. If a man has sexual relations with a slave girl of another man, but this slave girl has not been bought or given her freedom, there must be punishment. But they are not to be put to death, because the woman was not free. The man must bring a male sheep as his penalty offering to the Lord at the entrance to the meeting tent. The priest will offer the sheep as a penalty offering before the Lord for the man's sin, to remove the sins of the man, so he will belong to the Lord. Then he will be forgiven for his sin. In the future, when you enter your country, you will plant many kinds of trees for food. After planting a tree, wait 3 years before using its fruit. In the fourth year, the fruit from the tree will be the Lord's, a holy offering of praise to Him. Then in the fifth year, you may eat the fruit from the tree. The tree will then produce more fruit for you. I am the Lord your God. You must not eat anything with the blood in it. You must not try to tell the future by signs or black magic. You must not cut the hair on the sides of your heads or cut the edges of your beard. You must not cut your body to show sadness for someone who died or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. Do not dishonor your daughter by making her become a prostitute. If you do this, the country will be filled with all kinds of sin. Obey the laws about Sabbaths and respect my most holy place. I am the Lord. Do not go to mediums or fortune tellers for advice, or you will become unclean. I am the Lord your God. Show respect to old people. Stand up in their presence. Show respect also to your God. I am the Lord. Do not mistreat foreigners living in your country, but treat them just as you treat your own citizens. Love foreigners as you love yourselves, because you were foreigners one time in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Do not cheat when you measure the length or weight or amount of something. Your weights and balances should weigh correctly, with your weighing baskets the right size and your jars holding the right amount of liquid. I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. Remember all my laws and rules and obey them. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 20. The Lord said to Moses, "You must also tell the people of Israel these things. If a person in your country gives one of his children to Molech, that person must be killed. It doesn't matter if he is a citizen or a foreigner living in Israel. You must throw stones at him and kill him. I will be against him and cut him off from his people because he gave his children to Molech. He showed that he did not respect my holy name, and he made my holy place unclean. The people of the community might ignore that person and not kill the one who gave his children to Molech, but I will be against him and his family, and I will cut him off from his people. I will do this to anyone who follows him in being unfaithful to me by worshiping Molech. I will be against anyone who goes to mediums and fortune tellers for advice, because that person is being unfaithful to me, so I will cut him off from his people. Be my holy people. Be holy because I am the Lord your God. Remember and obey my laws. I am the Lord, and I have made you holy. Anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. He has cursed his father or mother, so he has brought his own death on himself. If a man has sexual relations with his neighbor's wife, both the man and the woman are guilty of adultery and must be put to death. If a man has sexual relations with his father's wife, he has shamed his father, and both the man and his father's wife must be put to death. They have brought it on themselves. If a man has sexual relations with his daughter-in-law, both of them must be put to death. What they have done is not natural. They have brought their own deaths on themselves. If a man has sexual relations with another man, as a man does with a woman, these two men have done a hateful sin. They must be put to death. They have brought it on themselves. If a man has sexual relations with both a woman and her mother, this is evil. The people must burn that man and the two women in fire, so that your people will not be evil. If a man has sexual relations with an animal, he must be put to death. You must also kill the animal. If a woman approaches an animal and has sexual relations with it, you must kill the woman and the animal. They must be put to death. They have brought it on themselves. It is shameful for a brother to marry his sister, the daughter of either his father or his mother, and to have sexual relations with her. In front of everyone, they must both be cut off from their people. The man has shamed his sister, and he is guilty of sin. If a man has sexual relations with a woman during her monthly period, both the woman and the man must be cut off from their people. They sinned because they showed the source of her blood. Do not have sexual relations with your mother's sister or your father's sister, because that would shame a close relative. Both of you are guilty of this sin. If a man has sexual relations with his uncle's wife, he has shamed his uncle. That man and his uncle's wife will die without children. They are guilty of sin. It is unclean for a man to marry his brother's wife. That man has shamed his brother, and they will have no children. Remember all my laws and rules and obey them. I am leading you to your own land, and if you obey my laws and rules, that land will not throw you out. I am forcing out ahead of you the people who live there, because they did all these sins. I have hated them. Do not live the way those people lived. I have told you that you will get their land, which I will give to you as your very own. It is a fertile land. I am the Lord your God, and I have set you apart from other people and made you my own. So you must treat clean animals and birds differently from unclean animals and birds. Do not make yourselves unclean by any of these unclean birds or animals or things that crawl on the ground, which I have made unclean for you. So you must be holy to me, because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from other people to be my own. A man or woman who is a medium or a fortune teller must be put to death. You must stone them to death. They have brought it on themselves.
Chapter 5.
They arrived in the territory of the Gerasenes on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. As Jesus stepped out of the boat, a man came out of the tombs and met him. The man was controlled by an evil spirit and lived among the tombs. No one could restrain him any longer, not even with a chain. He had often been chained hand and foot. However, he snapped the chains off his hands and broke the chains from his feet. No one could control him. Night and day he was among the tombs and on the mountainside, screaming and cutting himself with stones. The man saw Jesus at a distance, so he ran to Jesus, bowed down in front of him, and shouted, "Why are you bothering me now, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." He shouted this because Jesus said, "You evil spirit, come out of the man." Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He told Jesus, "My name is Legion, 6,000, because there are many of us." He begged Jesus not to send them out of the territory. A large herd of pigs was feeding on a mountainside nearby. The demons begged him, "Send us into the pigs. Let us enter them." Jesus let them do this. The evil spirits came out of the man and went into the pigs. The herd of about 2,000 pigs rushed down the cliff into the sea and drowned. Those who took care of the pigs ran away. In the city and countryside, they reported everything that had happened. So the people came to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. The man was sitting there dressed and in his right mind. The people were frightened. Those who saw this told what had happened to the demon-possessed man and the pigs. Then the people began to beg Jesus to leave their territory. As Jesus stepped into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged him, "Let me stay with you." But Jesus would not allow it. Instead, he told the man, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been to you." So the man left. He began to tell how much Jesus had done for him in the 10 cities. Everyone was amazed. Jesus again crossed to the other side of the Sea of Galilee in a boat. A large crowd gathered around him by the seashore. A synagogue leader named Jairus also arrived. When he saw Jesus, he quickly bowed down in front of him. He begged Jesus, "My little daughter is dying. Come lay your hands on her so that she may get well and live." Jesus went with the man. A huge crowd followed Jesus and pressed him on every side. In the crowd was a woman who had been suffering from chronic bleeding for 12 years. Although she had been under the care of many doctors and had spent all her money, she had not been helped at all. Actually, she had become worse. Since she had heard about Jesus, she came from behind in the crowd and touched his clothes. She said, "If I can just touch his clothes, I'll get well." Her bleeding stopped immediately. She felt cured from her illness. At that moment, Jesus felt power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "How can you ask who touched me when you see the crowd pressing you on all sides?" But he kept looking around to see the woman who had done this. The woman trembled with fear. She knew what had happened to her. So she quickly bowed in front of him and told him the whole truth. Jesus told her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be cured from your illness." While Jesus was still speaking to her, some people came from the synagogue leader's home. They told the synagogue leader, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher anymore?" When Jesus overheard what they said, he told the synagogue leader, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Jesus allowed no one to go with him except Peter and the two brothers, James and John. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a noisy crowd there. People were crying and sobbing loudly. When he came into the house, he asked them, "Why are you making so much noise and crying? The child isn't dead, she's just sleeping." They laughed at him. So he made all of them go outside. Then he took the child's father, mother, and his three disciples and went to the child. Jesus took the child's hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I'm telling you to get up." The girl got up at once and started to walk. She was 12 years old. They were astonished. Jesus ordered them not to let anyone know about this. He also told them to give the little girl something to eat.